There are no jumps in reality, other than death, or other tragedies. 90% of the people on my mailing list are buyers. So if you are reading this, chances are, 90% that you have bought something from me before. So you are considered a buyer. One of my teachers is a guy who teaches doing business entirely through emailing. He has a rabid tribe, people who buy nearly everything he offers. Most of his stuff is pricey, some very pricey. When he offers something for $20, it makes them more money than I make in a year. So this morning I looked how I could get more people buy a $20 product myself. So I started a conversation with my future self. I said, I have to get more people on my list, right? No. I have to activate people who are already on my list? Hell yeah. All of them? Hell no. How many? Just 20. If I wanted to increase my tribe, the group of people who want to hear from me and will buy my stuff, I can add 20 of the people who are already on my mailing list to start buying more stuff from me. 20 people? I think I can handle that. Suddenly I feel a stirring inside. I already know those people. All I need to do is get into their world and find out what they need from me that I can give them in heaven. How can I create opportunities for a one-on-one conversation to find out how I can help them? My office hours calls are excellent vehicles for that. 3 of the 20 have already raised their hands. So I asked my future self, can I reach all the 20 with the office hours? No. What is the problem? The time of the calls. Yes. 2 of those people cannot come to those calls because they are working. They are on the West Coast. So I can just drop in another office hour for people on the West Coast. Make it early morning for them. Why not at night? Because if it is too easy, then they just want easy. The ideal client for me is someone who is willing to do something that is hard for them. Are there such people on the West Coast? Not many. Is it worth going out of my way to talk to those 2? My future self says, yes. Okay. Then I'll do it. Okay, what is this future self? Well, this future self is, of course, imaginary, but was born not in the mind. It is born out there where consciousness lives. Consciousness is a part of you that lives in reality. I know you were taught something else. But consider that this is true, for a moment. This consciousness can project itself to the endpoint of a project, into the accomplishment, to the top of the mountain. And can look at the path that will take for you, the physical you, to get there and join it there. Why can it do it and not you? Because. 1. You don't spend much time in reality. And the mind knows nothing about reality. 2. You don't like effort. You want to jump, you believe hogwash like manifestation. You are stupid that way. 3. Your sight capacity is not open, and you are not even looking. But consciousness is not bound by what you like, what you want, and your stupidity. Consciousness is all a person could be without ever being less. So your future self, a role-playing exercise between you and consciousness, can advise you on the step you need to take to get to your goal. If you paid attention, my mind's first thought was that I needed to add new subscribers to my mailing list. When future self said, instead I need to help the people I already have. I first thought, the mind already thought, all of them. But then future self said, 20 people. And suddenly I had a path. A next step. A next rung on the ladder. Your mind likes to jump. But reality has no jumps. Other than crashes. Those are quite sudden. But no jumps up. In reality it is all gradual. Iterative. As I said. I lovingly call it the turtle method. Why? I have no idea. It resonates with me. Turtles can't jump. Turtles have an inner compass. And it guides them, reliably. Why not just hire a coach? Most people are not coachable by another person. Their soul correction wants to be the only one who has a say in their world. I am like that. And yet, I am highly coachable. So what is my secret? My secret is that I, although don't take the coaching, think it through until I see it with my own eyes. Until it becomes all mine. It takes work. The real secret is that I don't reject what someone says, out of hand, as an knee-jerk reaction. I let it be. Let it hang there. Without invalidating it. I allow it. I am neither taking nor not taking the coaching. I'll look at it. I'll use my intellectual faculties to do an experiment. What would happen if? Type. And if it fits, if I like the outcome, I make it my own. This is how I grow. Now, can you trust yourself that you will use your intellectual faculties instead of your mind, your ego, or some other sinister don't tell me what to do? Move? I don't know, but I think allowing your own consciousness to stand in as your future self and guide you from within is easier for people. The difficulty lies in knowing what you want to accomplish and why. And knowing what you have available to accomplish what you want. Why? Because it takes courage. Because it needs to be realistic. And because your self-awareness is low, and your delusional self is, maybe, huge. I have students with average and below average abilities who fancy themselves geniuses. They will have a hard time using the turtle method. They will have a hard time trusting the future self who bases their suggestion on reality, not on fantasy. Is it worth for them to participate in my Get Guidance from Your Future Self workshops? Yes, I say, even if their result will be slightly different than for most. For these people, the real gain is to be able to recalibrate their sight and start seeing reality for what it is. Full of restrictions, full of boundaries, full of unpleasant truths. But getting your head out of your ass is mandatory if you want to become something bigger, better, more, than you are now. Register in one or more of my future self-guidance workshops. I'll increase the price by $10 every week. And if you register before tonight, I'll give you two valuable bonuses, worth more money than you pay for the workshop. Learn to get guidance from your future self. Go to https://yourvibration.thrivecart.com/future-self/.